Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host. I have two special guests on the program today. They're actually Haywood Community College career coaches, a rather new position for our district several years ago, and we'll give you the history of that, but I want to introduce him. This is Dr. Philip Hamm. He is our career coach with the Community College at Pisgah High School, and Andrew Johnson at Tuscola High School. So you're probably wondering, what is this career coach position? What is it, Andrew?
Yeah, so North Carolina created this position a couple years ago to help increase students' awareness of the community college system and a lot of the programs that they offer there, just beyond using it as a transfer program to a four-year college. To help increase workforce across North Carolina. But our roles are not specifically just recruitment for the community college. Our roles are to help any student with any question just discover their pathway after high school. Graduate high school, you can go in the workforce and just do a certification or workforce development, go to the community college, transfer to or go straight to a four-year college, and then everything that involves figuring out what you want to do and how to pay for it also.
So how, when this first started, which has been 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
So how's this paid for? How did this grant, you know, where did this come from?
Sure, it is 50% paid by the state, and the other 50% of funds is paid by our local community college. Okay. So it's 50% from the state and 50% by our community college is how the funds are provided.
And I think originally it was for 2 years.
Yes, ma'am.
The grant was for 2 years, and that's been renewed.
Yes.
And so that was, I think, the Haywood Community College and their Board of Trustees realized, and I thank Dr. Parker for that, how great of a liaison position this had been mm-hmm. for our high school. So now it's been funded for an additional two more years.
Yes, so this was year three of five.
This was initially two, and then...
The grant was awarded 3 more years.
Okay, so for 3 more years. Yep. Okay. So, and I just want to speak, the first year this started, I was at Pisgah High School with Dr. Hamm, and it was a new position for us there, and immediately it became integral to our counseling department. Our student, you know, students would go to him for advice and help and preparing post-secondary plans. So I think that's become even more ingrained within our two high schools now. So I just want to say thank y'all for that.
Yeah.
Our community college plays such a great part of our kids' lives now. We have kids coming and taking community college classes all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And so thank y'all for that, for helping coordinate those plans. So for the listeners, so you each have a room at the high schools or an office at Tuscola and Pisgah. So Andrew's at Tuscola again, Dr. Hamm at Pisgah. So what does your day look like there? What do you do? Dr. Hamm, what does it look like?
Well, the great thing about our job is we have a lot of one-on-one meetings with students. So that interaction is very valuable, and it helps us stay connected with the students and staff. So one thing that I do is what's called the RDS process for students that are seniors. And this is determining that they are an in-state resident. It's the first step in the college application process. And that can be a bit of a challenge for students getting information together. So Andrew and I like to help them with that. So they get that residency number, they get in-state tuition, because if they don't get that straightened out, they're considered an out-of-state student. So that's the first line in making sure that they're on the right path to a college education.
And I know I've said in meetings with you when I was at Pisgah, and you get parents connected to resources and how to fill out financial aid forms and just try to get them connected before they graduate. And, you know, they already have a connection to someone they can call and contact. And before, that was harder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they felt like they'd left the high school, they weren't at the community college yet, and then now there's a bridge there, and I think that's been a mm-hmm. powerful thing for our students. Anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, kind of, with RDS being that first step, once you kind of move past these logistical barriers of applying to college, then some students also use this as a resource of just to figure out what you can do. A lot of times students put their career options and pillars where I can either do this, this, or this. I like medical, so I can be a nurse or a doctor. Then when you just kind of open up and say, when you say nurse or you say doctor, what do you really mean by that? Do you want to be people person, or how long do you even want to go to school? these types of things that opens up and realize that maybe we can maneuver it and give them more of an idea. And it also helps reinforce and encourage them and let them know why they're going to college if they need to go to college and do that. A lot of that can even start while they are in high school when they are looking at those dual enrollment opportunities. You know, we Phil and I are not solely over that process, but we help students kind of figure out some of those courses, and they can use those courses to get a jump start on their career. And then some students may be able to kind of finalize what they need to do while in high school. If they want to take machining or auto, et cetera, then they can use that and may not need to go to college. They're already prepared to go into the workforce and kind of be a part of the community once they graduate.
Yeah, so it's a lot of career planning too, mm-hmm. and I've seen that, and that's been a great, great asset also. Anything else about that, just in career planning that you wanted to add or that you've seen as a powerful?
Yeah, so I actually had one student that came in and she talked about being a dental hygienist, being a physician's assistant, or being a cop. And I go, okay, these are all very, very three different right. things. And then sometimes, especially if they don't have the availability of resources at home, they may not have asked their parents or something like that. And counseling center or myself or some teachers may be the only point of contact. So we broke it down. I'm like, there's a very, you don't really go to dental hygienist and then 5 years later go to PA school. There's right. very specific pathways. So then we broke it down and we ended up being that she wanted to be a dental hygienist because sometimes time is a factor, cost is a factor, and PA being a physician's assistant was a little too much. And then she realized that's not exactly what I thought that job meant. So breaking those down, and then I think cop was because I think a relative was in law enforcement. So that's just something, maybe I can do that. And then we really discussed that. She realized, I don't really want to be in law enforcement. And that's very different from being a dental hygienist. So just having a conversation and letting them also figure it out as well. You know, just the education moment, giving the information, and then they can kind of break it down for themselves yeah. as well.
And our teenagers need that. You know, they need that career counseling. And for our listeners out there, dual enrollment, high school looks very different than it did when I graduated in 1985. So if you're around that age, it doesn't look the same, listeners out there. Students can take classes at Haywood Community College and earn college credit while they're in high school. And they drive there during the day and they take classes, and that counts toward their college experience. If they go to Haywood Community or to any, you know, state-supported university, those count as college credit. So totally different world we live in now, and that's another reason y'all are invaluable to help us get through those stages. If I were to ask you, Dr. Hamm, like, what is the most important thing or part of your job that you feel like that you've added at Pisgah High School? I mean, what has it been?
Yeah, I definitely think what Andrew talked about at the beginning, it's increasing access to college for students, because we have plenty of students who are top quality students, very high GPAs, that will come in and ask me, hey, Dr. Hamm, is there any chance that I can go to college? And you get wide-eyed when you hear that, because you're thinking, what are you talking about? You have a 4.0 GPA, you've made A's. But some students just do not know that there are opportunities out there for them when their grades are that high. So that's something that you can't take for granted, is what kind of impact you can make on each individual student, because some students just don't know based on their background or lack of confidence or what have you. So when you see a student that is going to college for the first time, you know that you're really making an impact.
So you think you could sit here and say there are kids that have gone to college that you know wouldn't have gone? If
yes.
you hadn't have been there.
Yes, I definitely.
Okay, listeners, that's
definitely
big.
Like that.
Yeah. There you go. I mean, that's huge, and that's what means the most to me in this position, that there are different avenues that kids go now, and have y'all there to help them navigate that, I think, is very, very powerful. That's a great story.
Thank you.
Anything you want to add, Andrew, just about?
Yeah, I just super quickly, I have the benefit of being in the counseling center at Tuscola. So really just creating a community of resources there, and tagging on what Dr. Hamm said, and then even expanding that, there are some students that know for a fact they're going to college, but also how can we pay for it? And then working on the FAFSA, working on scholarship application, and even plugging Ms. Barker on helping interview students, mock interviews for these super prestigious full rides. So they know that they can go, but let's not put them in the debt because they've succeeded in high school.
Okay, so if you have questions about this, please call Pisgah High School and ask for Dr. Philip Hamm, or Tuscola High School and ask for Andrew Johnson. Thank you for being on my show this morning.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate everything you do. I really do, for the students of Haywood County. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A great day, listeners.